Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Is this in a commercial now, too? Or a movie trailer?
It was on a TV show, and I can't remember which one, but it might be on one of those. Is this on the pill where the gay guys start off roller skating? I saw it on TV the other day, and I can't think of what that was.
It's a film that starts off that way?
That's a commercial for one of those medicines. It's a bunch of gay guys roller skating.
Oh, wow.
This is the Clash.
I love the Clash. This reminds me of my old punk rock days when I was...
You know, Jim Crockett should have sprung and had the Clash at Clash of Champions. That would have been amazing.
I guess he wasn't a visionary, the cowboy was, depending on who you talk to.
Oh, Lord. Boy, you're right. That's like, man, my chiropractor changed my life. Chiropractors are fake. None of it's real. Like, that's the way... The difference of opinion is when it comes to that guy.
There's some famous chiropractor on social media, and he'll get like, he's got to wear a glove to pop your tailbone or cock itch, whatever it's called back there.
Coccyx.
But he'll get like in the coin slot and just like pop it that way.
And he does it?
Oh, I've seen a guy do that, and I'm like, this is not, it's like when you see hot women doing yoga, no offense, Paige. The hot women doing yoga on Instagram, they're not on there to teach you yoga moves. It's because you're wearing leggings, and it's kind of like OnlyFans light.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what he'll do to pop next? He'll put a towel up under their chin,
and then
he'll pull up from, like, he's the top of the head. I'm like, oh, no, man.
Do you think he hurts people? Or is he
you hear the crack, like in a James Bond movie?
Yeah, but... It's kind of a relief when you get that pop.
You know what's unsettling, though? He's licensed. He knows what he's doing, but he'll do it to dogs, and they don't know how to react to it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
yikes.
He'll chiropract the dogs.
Dude, there's dog chiropractors.
Yeah, that guy can do it.
Do they have cow ones?
And dogs. That's probably a good idea.
A chiropractor.
Because some dogs have
this is a chiropractor.
Oh, damn.
This is a chiropractor.
Old J-Man's gonna like that one.
You're so funny.
That's probably the way he'd pronounce chiropractor. He's three. What do you expect? All right, this guy's dealing with a lot right now. We're just sitting here making little punny
being
things.
Silly
about,
boys.
This is, man, you know, it's kind of like I go back to this, and you've heard it 1,000 times from me. My mom would not tell a lie, but she would stretch the truth. Mama, so-and-so's calling. Tell him I'm not here. No, I'm not lying to him. You go stand outside, I tell him I don't see you.
Oh, boy.
That's perfect.
And when you go out in the yard, don't tell me where you are in the yard, because when I tell them that I don't know where you are, I'm not lying to him. This guy right here rolled with something that, look, as a man, and women probably do this too. You've probably... fudged a couple things early on in a relationship to possibly get the treasures of that of a vagina or for women, a penis.
Maintain your spot. You know?
You're not thinking down the road per se. You're thinking about something else.
Yep.
And it rhymes with that word. This guy right here met his current girlfriend at a football game, and the lie started there, and it never stopped. Now here's the thing. Let me ask Paige before we go live. Paige,
okay.
If you're like calling out people's names at a graduation ceremony, and you saw this guy's name, how would you pronounce it? R-I-C-H-Y.
R-I-C-H-Y?
Yeah.
Ricky.
Okay. Okay.
Richie.
Interesting.
Richie Rich.
You just, you said, wait a minute, you changed it now. You first when you said Ricky.
Well, I don't think anybody would be called Richie.
What do you mean anybody named Richie? I went to high school with a Richie.
Okay.
He don't want me to say his last name, though.
I know a Richie.
Yeah.
All right, then, Richie. I dyed grass. I go backwards.
You dyed grass?
I dyed grass. Richie. So Richie it is.
I'm like you, the second version. I thought it was Richie as well, but Fat Boy says it is Ricky.
Oh, it definitely is.
It's Ricky with an H, everyone. Ricky, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good. So, you're in a little bit of a jam, and I've got to write this down real big on my paper because what I just said about your name ain't making fun of it. It's just, you know, it's what makes you different, right? You know, I've seen I knew a Ricky that spelled theirs with an IE on the end. My mom watched her talk show every day. All right. So
I saw her had a kid in the bathtub.
Yeah, Ricky. I've fished there. Richie,
did it.
Damn it. Ricky.
It's Richie.
I got you.
Richie.
Tell everybody what's going on, if you would, please.
So, I've been dating this girl, Rebecca, for about, 4 months now. Mm-hmm. So we met at a Tennessee football game last year, and I went with some buddies, and she was there with her sorority sisters. And we just kind of clicked, you know, and then we talked on Insta for a while, and then we started dating back in April. So it's been going okay since then. But
beer, nachos, and poor life choices. It's classic SEC romance.
Or ACC, or really any football kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, tail of the season.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, she's like a big Tennessee alum. Like, super proud, her family. Like, they just bleed orange. Like, her dad especially, like, he's just a super fan. They got the tickets. He's a booster. He has a lot of money to the university. And, I mean, he painted his truck orange and white. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. He's, like, famous there. I mean, he's even got, like, Peyton Manning's, his autograph on the dashboard. And, like, big
good
tailgate.
Good Lord. So that means Peyton's been in his truck. That's a pretty, that's a pretty serious volunteer legacy there. Perfect, though, that some influential famous dude up in Tennessee is going to hate our ass after this. That's perfect. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, there's a problem because she assumes that I did graduate from University of Tennessee, and I just never corrected her. Like, she...
You didn't even go?
Assuming that. So, yeah. I mean, I did go there, but I dropped out before I finished. And I just didn't want her to kind of know because I know how important it was. I just kind of rolled with it.
Do you know what this means, Ricky? You're an academic catfish.
It's Richie, though. You know?
Yeah, don't let Fat Boy start calling you Ricky. Richie.
Guess what? Too late. Ricky it is.
It's Richie. All right, so
it is Richie though.
Richie, if you've been keeping this secret for 4 months, why now? Something's happened here, right?
Yeah, well, honestly, I feel like the longer that I wait, the worse it kind of starting to feel for me. Like her dad, he actually recently said something like, "I wouldn't even let you date my daughter, really, or marry her even if I didn't know you were a Tennessee grad." And I just kind of froze. Like, when he said that, I just keeps repeating in my head.
Did he so say it kind of a jokingly way? Because, like, if he did, he was probably not joking. He was probably being pretty – I mean, if dude's
that's
got
where he officially became Ricky.
Shush. No.
Ricky.
It's – damn. You've got me confused now.
Yeah, this is too much.
It's Ricky with an
it's
H.
It's Richie. Yeah, Richie, but...
God bless, but, I've confused myself now. You're like Paige spelling that girl's name earlier. Richie.
Richie. But, yeah, I mean, I just... I'm feeling really, really in a real bad
spot.
So,
today's the day you're going to call... we won't say her name again because now you've described her dad's car. Like, how many people have Peyton Manning's autograph on their dash? First off, I hope he puts one of them sunscreens so the autograph doesn't get faded. He totals the truck, I'd like to buy his dash.
Right.
So you're going to tell her the truth. You did not graduate from University of Tennessee. You went, you dropped out, whatever. She's going to think, though, you're just calling her from work and... She will not realize that was my chair page. She will not realize that She is on the number one radio show in the state of South Carolina, which that award is still missing, by the way.
It is. This might end up being like just a straight-up meltdown.
A big violent, a freaking yeah. Rocky Top meltdown. Meltdown, damn it, is what it's going to. I was going to mountain meltdown. What's going through your head right now, sir? I'm going to call you sir from now on, so don't mess up your name.
Well, I'm just about to have another panic attack or something. I'm so nervous. I just, I'm kind of just imagining her dad just in my brain just yelling at me. Just kind of thinking like she's going to be crying a ton. And she's going to yell at me or something. I just don't know. I'm really panicking here. I'm kind of really nervous to get this out.
I mean, you got to kind of know you set the stage for the whole thing, right? Like it's...
Yeah.
I don't know what else. You can't be surprised if they
react. It's going to be a full-on orange apocalypse.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is. At the end of the day, at least y'all volunteer fans. Well, I mean, right?
What was your major anyways?
Listen to this woman.
I want to know what you're dropping out of.
He's trying to keep a little bit of anonymity.
Okay, don't tell me then.
I'm an anonymous nanny. I'm an anonymity. Yeah.
Yeah. I just was in general communication studies.
I got a good school for that.
General communication study. Okay. All right. Hold on for us, sir, if you would.
Hang on, Ricky.
God dang it.
Okay. That got one of the way out.
All right. So I really, like... Which way is it really?
Like I'm pretty sure it's Richie.
Okay.
It's not like, sorry. You know, poking his bag.
I messed that up.
You know, darn his parents for that. Probably the mom. She's like, I want to do something different.
But if he wants to identify as Richie, that's
what if
cool.
Everybody's ever called him Rocky?
I mean, identify
Ricky? Rick, it's
oh, Richie.
They just call him R for
but
short.
But you know what? Like, if it's going to be Richie, it needs a T in there, like itchy. It looks like Rick High.
Yeah.
This is blanked up. But nevertheless, put yourself in the shoes of this this woman, Paige, who's she did graduate. I don't know why the assumption that he's at the game, she would assume that he graduated. Like most people that I see going to, no offense, most people I see going to Clemson games couldn't have went to Clemson. They didn't have the grades to.
No, but
same thing with South Carolina too. I'll say it.
I mean, I know what it's like being in school, and if you're not into it, don't bother because it's too.
Yeah, but
it's
I'm saying
too hard.
So he had to perpetuate the fact that he did graduate.
Like, did he have a ring?
Even went,
or
yeah,
something.
Why would she assume that?
I don't know if that's going to change. To me, it's like, why are you lying about something like that? Why don't you be honest?
They say when you assume things, it makes a university out of my ass.
Right. Because school's not for everybody. He may, but I'm interested to know what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
What if she said, when did you go here? And he's like, you know, gives her the year, which technically is correct, but he didn't finish. She just assumed that he finished. Like, okay, he went here and so-and-so.
Because that's kind of like false pretenses if he's got this totally different identity that's all fake.
So if they met, I know, smell her tumbler. There's something.
I want to smell this alcohol.
There's a lot of slurring going on in Paige's.
More so than
And I'm
usual.
Not talking about the bad words you're saying off the air. I'm kidding about that. All right, so I get his point. That he wants to remedy this. And also agree with a lot of the textures. He's scared blankless of the dad. You could hear it.
Yeah.
He said before, her crying and her getting mad, he's like, her dad's going to kill me or whatever.
He was already pissed because
he didn't say he's going to kill him. Let me say
that. But that's odd that he's more worried about her father than her leaving him.
He's probably having the same issue we are with his name. He don't know which one it is.
Oh, that's true. He just calls him kid.
Dad's already, he's calling him R. Or something.
No, that's probably not good either.
Just for short.
These days, it's not fun. You're rated R for you know what. All right, we're going to... What are you laughing at? You're rated T for teens.
Oh, wow.
Truth and Consequences next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
What a dig. I didn't even think about that. You know, even if you're an Alabama fan, you got to love this song. Are you seeing that heavyset guy clogging on stage?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Maybe not heavyset. He's not skinny, though.
He's got long hair?
Yeah.
The guy's from North Carolina, right, I think?
No, he's Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Whee!
God, I don't know.
What? All right, he's going to hang up. And also, I want to read this text. Guys, my name is, and I'm going to spell it for you, R-I-C-H-I-E. Pronounced, and he wrote R-I-T-C-H-Y. Pronounced Richie. But you would be surprised of how many people pronounce my name as Ricky. Those people are...
How many stupid people live around here? Yeah. Evidently a lot.
But, I mean, I see it. Woo! Okay. Let's bring him back.
I ain't singing this song.
I ain't saying his name. Because I still don't... So, let's make this real quick before we get him back on. He's been dating this girl for 4 months. They started talking at a Tennessee football game, University of Tennessee, not the Titans. She's proud UT alum. Her dad's a big super fan. He's got his truck autographed by Peyton Manning.
Go Vols! Vol Navy.
She thinks that Richie graduated. Ricky. God. Anyway, sir. But the truth is he didn't. And he's about to tell her. And she will just think that he's calling her to say good morning or whatever and all that. Woo! And are you ready, sir?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep, I am.
Okay. All right. I asked him off the air if he was sure he wanted to do this, and he said he'd get back to me. So, no, he said yes. Here we go. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, just act like you're calling her on your own, and we'll jump on when time is appropriate or whatever, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just remember, too, a lot of people are pointing this out. You're 4 months in, and you've known her for, I guess, close to a year or whatever, but, you know, at least you ain't 4 years in, you know. You're going to find out, you know, if this was a good idea or a bad idea.
I know. I really like her, so.
Well, you know, it's, that's life, though. Sometimes it'll throw you a curveball. Are you gonna get hit by the pitch or are you going to hit a home run? Damn, that's a good one, too. I'm going to take coaching up. I really think so. Not to tell them how to play, but to motivate them. That's something. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, I just needed to tell you something. Hey, how are you?
Is this Ricky? Hey. That's so weird. I thought this was someone from my office.
Oh, why would you think of that?
Because of the area code. It's like where our home office is in South Carolina, the 864.
You didn't block it.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. I'm just at work. So, wait, do you have like a minute or two right now?
Yeah. Is everything good? You sound like, I don't know, you sound a little off.
No. I just need to tell you something.
Okay. Uh-oh. What'd you go and do?
No. It's just about UT.
UT? Okay. All right. Well, what now?
Well, I just got to be honest with you that I didn't graduate. Like, I dropped out my junior year.
All right. Okay. You dropped out. Stop messing with me, dude. Oh, I miss you.
Yeah, me too. But no, I did go to Tennessee. I just didn't finish. Like I don't have my degree or anything like that.
Hang on. Like, are you being serious with me right now?
Yeah, I am.
You're being serious, Richie. You've been lying to me this whole time. Like, why? Why would you lie about this?
Baby, I didn't mean to. It wasn't like
that.
What
do you mean you didn't mean to? You lied. This is like the same thing as cheating on me. What else have you lied about?
I just that was it. I just kind of rolled with it. You kind of said it, and I kind of rolled with it.
I hear you. No, this is bullshit. I can tell. God, do you know my dad? My.
Oh, we got to come on now.
Well, all right, we have to come on now. Okay, you got to wait 4 seconds and hope she don't hang up because she dropped. I'm fine with the word. I really am. Is it on wrestling last night? I noticed. Mm-hmm. You dropped an S-bomb.
Probably
on
getting
Netflix.
Wild here lately.
Yeah. Okay. You tell me when. We got to have to pop on real quick and tell her. You ready?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh. She's going to hang up. Oh, is she hearing what I'm saying right now, then?
Yeah, she should hear.
Okay.
Let's just take it.
Okay. Rebecca, please do not cuss anymore. I don't consider that a bad word. The FCC does. Good morning. You're live on the radio right now. This is I'm Matt Mann from the Rise Guys, and we've been on this entire time.
What? Yes. Richie? Oh, my God. This is the lamest thing that anyone has ever done. If you wanted to... Oh, my God. If you wanted to stop seeing me, you didn't need to... You could just tell me like a man. You didn't need to do all this.
This is what I was...
This is so lame. You are such a coward. You couldn't just tell me yourself. I don't even know who these guys are. Like, what is... I don't even know what a wise guy is. This is
wise guy! I'm done. You're not a wise guy.
Oh, she hung up.
She got a mouth on her. And... God
damn, man.
Okay, several things. I've wrote notes down. First off, we'll go back. I want to say that she called you Ricky or Richie as well at one point. Another thing here. That was a lot right there.
Did she just hang up?
Yeah, she also said big old, she said BS, but she said the full thing.
Yeah, I mean,
she said bull ass.
Mm-hmm. Dropped you faster than Tennessee dropped it to Ohio State last year.
Well, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christmas. Mm-hmm. All right.
Never forget.
How do you feel about her calling you a coward, though?
It ain't like... I mean, she said it was like he cheated on her, though.
I mean, this is exactly what I was afraid of. It just happened. I just can't believe it.
We're about to jump in on your behalf, you know, but to say that you didn't want to end it. You know, you're just being honest.
Yeah,
she didn't even let me do it.
Because she said, if you don't want to see me anymore, just be a man and don't be a coward. And
she hung up.
And then she hung up. Okay. That didn't go so great, but did we down deep think it would?
No.
I mean, down deep in your heart, sir, did you think she was going to say, you know what, I don't care about that. I like you.
No, I guess not. I guess I won't be getting that invitation to the tailgate this fall.
No, you can still salvage this whole thing. She's not going to tell her dad because she don't want to look embarrassed to him. At least to give you enough time to like call her. But I wouldn't wait longer than today.
Yeah, like I mean, you'll call her, right? Like this isn't like just done. I mean, I know it's 4 months in, and that's a short period of time, but like.
No, I'll call her. I'm going to do what I can to try to repair this. I just hope she'll pick up and talk to me.
So listen,
if there was ever a time to send her a nude, do this right now.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Send a nude picture of Peyton Manning for her dad. Listen, when is Labor Day? Is that
A couple weeks, right? Okay. Kick off college football. Yeah,
so do you think that maybe next, one day next week, you would be able to come back on the show and give us an update, just if what she said or how it's going.
Yeah, I hope it's a good story, ending.
Either way, okay. Hold on, put him back. We'll throw you on hold.
Hang on, Ricky.
It's Richie.
I'll learn it by next time.
Confused.
I swear she called him Ricky one time.
Ricky and Richie.
She called him both.
Yeah.
Like, is he trying to change his name to us or her? Like,
I don't know.
Somebody's getting confused and worked.
Well, and it's also like when you're with someone in a room, like, this is why I could always tell reality shows were contrived, is they would sit there and say, like, if Paige and I were in a room right now, and sure, we realize there's a cameraman there, but I wouldn't say, Paige, I asked you here today because I wanted to tell you, Paige, that I, and you'd say, what is it, Matt Man?
What's wrong, Matt Man?
You would say you, and I would say me, and I would say I, and you would say I. You wouldn't be talking name by name, and Paige would be sighing with orgasm.
What's wrong right now?
What do you have to say? Your place for mine.
How are you feeling, Matt Man?
You know, they got to kill to get out of this room. Only one can survive.
And
he made me sound like I'm a serial killer.
Oh, hang on. I'm almost there.
I feel like you're living in blissful paradise is what you're doing. Do you have a raccoon tail coming out of your back of your
pants? No.
I know where you can get one. I turn around.
You know, I took that myself. I really did. That bastard took my damn roosters, and we skint that son of a bitch. That's fine. I don't care.
Make him a plug now.
Yeah. And guess what? Cut him open and ate my chicken again. Okay?
He did not.
Yeah.
He's had to eat it again, ain't he?
I ate it. It's like a turducken.
What? They're
it's
not
fish
that
duck
big.
And chicken.
I ate out a raccoon to get my chicken back.
What the hell?
Nah, it's all a joke. I did take the raccoon tail, though. Yeah.
He ain't going to come back home.
So there's a raccoon running around with no tail?
To predict this, like, what... What Fat Boy nailed, I wasn't fully thinking that, but I was kind of thinking that she would never tell her dad that's why they split up or whatever happened to the guy that's name starts with R.
She can still save face because, you know, if it doesn't work out, she could just say to dad, well, you know, just wasn't working out.
Yeah. Turns out he likes Alabama dad.
Yeah.
It was something trivial like that.
Yeah.
I could see that because my mom was, you know, that big Niners fan. And so if I said that I'm dating this guy who's a Texas fan or even more Seattle,
Texas.
My mom would be mad to be like, you can't bring them in the house.
Oh, she was a Niners fan.
Yeah.
Question is, 40 or 60?
Oh, my God.
Oh, snap.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I get it. Sorry. I was responding to a text here, and I was like, I wish you would please call in. Sorry, I don't have time. You know, that's like TV talk shows are going away, like at night. Let's say...
Make time for us, baby. Come on.
It's like... this whole I'm so busy lifestyle that Paige has created for everyone.
It's not my fault.
I have time to text. But anyway, let me read some of these texts, and then we'll get to a call or two as well. 1-800-774-0093. Matter of fact, do we have the little jingle of the... Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you that ahead of time.
Let's see, real
the
quick
The little
here.
Jingle that Doohickey made for us.
Is there a particular one you like more than the other?
God, you know what? This will be something that will limit our interactions with folks, but it's so worth it, though.
Prince was the best one, right?
That was... I thought that was for FOF line. Is that one for...
Or was the Empire one the one that was...
Yeah, Empire.
Okay, we got that one. Hang on a second.
800-774-0093. Rise, guys.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I still got to go through in my head and like, is that enough?
Numbers? Little me, which never really existed, and that's a fat joke you're thinking right now, but little me, if he knew that he'd be doing a radio show and that would be a possibility to take that
little
and make
Matt
it into
man.
That... come here, little Matt Man. It's me, Conway.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you about the future.
Matt Man.
I got a time machine out there.
Future looks good, little Matt Man.
With tight fitting
trunks. You got to wait for it, Matt Man, but you get it.
Right. Okay. So If a man can't I don't understand this when you explain it. This is from Amber. If a man can't stand up and step up when it counts, that ain't a boyfriend, that's dead weight. What does that mean, Amber? Like, I don't understand that. He's stepping up, and let's not paint him to be innocent here. Again, no one assumes because you're at a college football game and you're right around that age that you went there. She was with fraternity girls. He was there with some buddies. If he was there with a fraternity, it's because you can't stay in a fraternity if you don't graduate, right? Like, you don't get to go to another, you're not part of the clique no more. Right?
I don't know how that works.
Like, the whole reason you're in that is for future networking. I think if you quit those networking, they expel you from those things.
Are we talking about the reason or the principle? Because he lied about not finishing school.
So
it's not like he's got a
he
family.
He said
somewhere.
She assumed that. I don't believe that. I think there was maybe half a lie. They were at a football game. He might have been half drunk, whatever. But once he thought that, that's when he should have said it.
But did we clarify if he flunked out or did he just drop out? Because that's the difference. I know people that have flunked out before because they party too much. Going to these little football games and doing all that stuff, they don't knuckle down and make their tests.
I had to somewhat pump him up toward the end. He was kind of sounding down, but I'm like, look, you got to try to fix this in a couple of days and, you know, come back and let us know. Because he sounded like he was just going to give up completely on the entire situation.
And he sounded like he didn't really have a goal in mind when he went to school, so that's kind of...
Oh, my God.
She's hung up on the damn school.
Huh? Oh, well, I'm just doing this. I'm like, well, what are you majoring in? He is like this. I'm like, dude, no wonder why you dropped out.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not Ricky Ritchie, whatever the hell. I mean...
Macaulay Culkin, great movie. A lot of people don't like that movie. I like it.
Gilmore House was his house.
I'm just saying, be authentic, be yourself.
But he said that he dropped out and he doesn't want to get into that. And when he said that, I was like, I wonder if funding went away.
That can happen.
And I mean, like, so if let's say that I have a, a benefactor that's going to pay my way through college, family or a scholarship or whatever. And then my junior
Sugar
year,
Daddy.
It goes away. And I can't afford to go to the University of Tennessee. Really couldn't.
Probably because really you didn't get the level of grades that you needed to keep your grant or
whatever.
Yeah,
but then listen. Maybe it just went like those things often just go away, the budget. And if you were a good student and you lose that funding, you would have no choice than to drop out, right?
I don't think they care about the reason at this point. Only because this went on for so long. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know if you get... Never mind. I don't even want to get into it because, I mean, if he really wanted to go, he would. But that's his deal. And I know people
really
that didn't even...
Finish.
I know people that never went to college and say this writer friend of mine. And he's a writer. He's fantastic. He's been published. He's great.
Is he a rough writer, though? I need to know right
he's
now.
He's a writer.
Does he have pimples?
So, I mean, you be you. You don't have to go to school. I think what he's... He's missing out on. Yeah. He's just like in the tailgating type of atmosphere without going to the college, which is kind of weird in my opinion.
Let me ask you a question.
Fat boy from Clemson, a question.
If fortune favors the bold, right? So if you're Richie, do you kind of go straight to dad and like kind of bypass her? Does that show her level of commitment if he goes straight to dad?
I think Richie has a bromance with dad and, likes hanging out with dad is what the problem is.
No.
I don't know what
We're
you took from that.
We're not listening to the same thing. Saying that that's like his life. He was saying that he's famous up there for being like a big booster or whatever. That's why I made the joke that, great, influential Tennessee guy is going to hate us now.
Yep.
But like Fatboy also said, he's likely not. We didn't get a.
This sucker could.
We didn't take any calls.
He could have 4 degrees at this point, and it's not going to matter.
Fault.
It's a dad or her.
No, it's not. It's
partly.
It kind of is.
It's like, I mean, like 90% partly.
It'll be interesting to get him back on. We will get him back.
You got to, man, because I'm trying to pump the guy up. Say, look, it's not the end of the world, buddy.
But
you got to come back on.
Is the end of the world not seeing her or not going to the games? That's what I want to know. Because you can go, he can afford to go to his own football game.
Yeah,
he has
like
a job, and not have to, go with. Daddy
I know
Warbucks.
People that had season tickets to college football games that leased cars and rented apartments. And you could, I mean, you could just, you know, you could say, well, you don't have your priorities in order.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they like to rent or lease. Or maybe they like football more. Have you ever seen somebody with like a $60,000 boat sitting in front of a
trailer?
Okay.
Yes.
And I know.
I respect that.
You think your priority's wrong, but maybe he's like, look, I ain't living unless I'm on the water.
If you want to be on that boat and that's what makes you happy, you be.
Guess what? I grew up in a trailer, so I can say this. If your boat costs more than your trailer, it's really white trash. What are you doing?
Whoa. Why not combine the two and live on a houseboat?
Something.
Mm. A tiny houseboat. That was
a boat more expensive. The car's more expensive than the trailer.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a damn trailer. I can say this.
A Ferrari and a trailer? You be you.
Let's not use trailers anymore.
Go look it up. Like, 109 Carmen Lane. That's where I grew up.
A dumpy house.
No, that's worse. I don't know about a dumpy house, but I know about trailers. I know about you having a freaking suite for scorpions before you go to bed at night.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Millhouse, kind of like a full-on mobile home, just not ever leaving.
it's not good. Can't repo it.
My sister's room, it had a fireplace in it, oddly enough, and freaking bats would come into it. So a lot of times during the summertime, she would have to sleep in there with my mom and daddy and not go in her room because damn bats would get in her room.
Yes.
Chimney sweepers.
Something come up through the floor, man.
They used to be all over Poe Mill, little chimney sweepers. You know, not the men that look like Abraham Lincoln, but the...
Yeah, like, are you a bat or not?
Little, I don't know. Is it a bat or bird?
You a dark match bat.
I don't know. It's like Batwing. Like, are you Dick Grayson or not?
That's something else.
Bats or what kind of bats?
I don't freaking know.
Paige knows about the Batwing. It happens to men and women.
You know what? If you were a font, do you know what font you'd be right now, sir?
Bold.
Dingbat is what you'd be.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.